We should mention that there is also a kind of a sad coda to this story. The name of your product is your name of your company is actually Olivu 426, and I mean that is, if I understand correctly, significant for your then boyfriend.
Yeah, you know, Adam went on to heal really quite nicely and was slated to race out in the X Games in Colorado, when unfortunately he was killed in a car accident. So it was at that point in time that I left town and headed down to Texas by my aunt to take an entrepreneurship certification course to get out of town. So, yes, unfortunately, you know, Adam didn't live to see this great company grow. And the 426 was his snowmobile number. So it's a tribute to him and his friends and everybody who misses him.
I imagine he would be pretty proud of what this has become.
I think he'd be really proud. I can always sort of tell he's up there pulling strings, I think, and rooting for me and rooting for the 426 to continue on. Certainly, Adam got to have his moment of glory when our products were featured in the ESPN bags, primarily because of the connection to the snowmobiles, to the sports world. So I know that Adam's friends and family were smiling when they made him into the bags.
You're pretty happy to go to work every day?
Yeah, I am definitely happy to go to work. I sometimes laugh. I did not have to fill out a resume to get this position. And I can't say that there's ever a moment that I put my feet on the ground in the morning dreading going to work. Every day is really a new opportunity, and I never know what it's going to hold. 2 weeks ago, I had no idea that my products were going to be featured in an ESPN bag. And now I'm sitting in the Milwaukee radio because of it. And so every day is a surprise. Every day is full of really great moments. And so at the end of the day, I'm a happy person.
Do you have a dream for where this will go?
We'd like to franchise eventually. We'd like to be all over the world, predominantly in hot spots that have oceans and beaches so that I can go and visit them often. Is that going to be a reality? I'm now married and have my first son. And so for all of you out there who are married with children, you know that kind of slows things down a little bit. So it's good to dream. Yes, I would like for it to go places. But now I just have to focus on and getting up in the morning, going and doing my job, making the best products that we can, and continuing to try to make it grow.
And having a child, has that inspired the baby and kids portion of your business?
The baby and kids portion has grown quite a bit since Truman was born, and will continue to do so. So we had a couple of new diaper bum stick formulations, and I imagine as he gets bigger, we'll probably end up with some boo-boo ointments and et cetera.